I want to talk about a missing person now. It's 3 months since Tina Satchwell was last seen at her home in Youghal, County Cork, on the 24th of March, and her family have been appealing for information. It featured on Crime Call on RTE television last night. On the line, we have Tina's cousin, who is Sarah Howard, and her sister, Lorraine Howard. You're both very welcome to the programme. Lorraine, I'll start with you. How out of character for Tina was it that she disappeared?
Completely, completely out of character. I mean, she's never ever done anything like this before, so we can't believe it.
Tell me a little bit about Tina.
Well, Tina's kind of a nice, kind of a quiet person, kept to herself, spent a lot of time with her husband, loved the shopping and car boot sales and that kind of thing, loved her pets. So, yeah, it's just total mystery what went on.
Take us back to March 24th. What do we know about her last movements?
Well, what we know about her last movements is that when her husband came back, she sent her husband to get her something in a shop. It was in a different town now, so he was quite a while, maybe an hour to 2 hours. I'm not exactly sure of the right time, but from that time, she sent him away until he came back. When he walked in the door, he found that dogs were there on their own and the keys were just on the ground. And later on, he noticed that there was two bags missing, a black bag, a big and a kind of a medium-sized black bag missing. So to suggest that she, like, packed some clothes and stuff, and no one has seen or heard anything since then.
And did you check, were there clothes missing? Was anything missing from the house?
She has so much clothes. She has, like, she loved her style, so, I mean, you wouldn't miss what she took in two bags out of the amount of clothes that she has.
Right, okay, so it's hard to tell. Sarah, when did you first hear that Tina was missing?
I first heard a few days after she was missing. Richard came up and just kind of asked, did we see Tina? And I said no. So, yeah, kind of raised concerns then when he came up looking for her, like, because we just didn't hear anything, like.
And like that, would you have had much contact with Tina on a regular basis? Would you be texting? Would you be on a messaging app or whatever?
No, she wouldn't really use her phone. Like, so if we were to talk or anything, it would be like if she called to my house or I met her, she wouldn't really use her phone. Like,
so she was old school, face to face.
Yeah.
Interact.
Yeah.
And what kind of person would you describe Tina as, Sarah?
Yeah, she was quiet. Like, she would have kept to herself. You know, she's just. Yeah, very quiet.
Mm. And Lorraine, back to you. When did you know that Tina was missing?
The same time now as Sarah, when Rich called to the house to ask, had we seen her? And that's when I first heard that she was missing as well.
Mm. And at that point then, you started getting worried. Collectively, all of you started
to get very worried. And we, like, there was more family in England. So she's aunts and uncles in England, and we kind of, well, I was on Facebook to one of the aunts, so I'd asked her, had she seen her or any of her first cousins in England seen her? And she said they hadn't. And when we knew she wasn't in England either, then we started to get extremely, extremely worried.
And would it have been the kind of thing she'd have done in the past, maybe go
no,
off to England?
Never. No. Totally, totally out of character.
So you've been living this nightmare since late March. Have searches been undertaken? Did you go out and look for her?
We haven't, because we just don't know where to start. Like, did she get on a bus? You know, she can't drive. So this is the thing as well. Like, she can't. Like, she had two big bags with her. So how did she get from her house to wherever she's now? This is what we're appealing for. Somebody had to have seen her dragging two bags on her own.
And
she lives, from
what I understand from watching the television programme last night, she lives on, is it the main street in Youghal?
Yeah, she lives on a fairly, I don't know if it's the main street, but it's one of the busier streets in Youghal. I mean, the credit union is there and there'd be a lot of people kind of coming and going. Like, she's only, I think, across the road from the credit union, the house. So, bound to be a lot of people see her.
Yeah. And just, again, Sarah, back to you. Just vanished without a trace. No, the guards haven't been able to track a phone. They haven't been able to get any confirmed sightings after the 24th of March.
No, we've nothing at all after the 24th. All we have is that we know that she left with two suitcases. That's the last we've heard. We've had no sightings, no, nothing at all. Like, just completely vanished. Like,
And the buses were checked. There's no train to Yall, so she'd have to move by bus or taxi.
Yeah, so we're just hoping like that. Even if like we had crime call last night, so like even if a taxi driver or bus driver watched, and they might realise, you know, oh yeah, I did give her a lift, or you know, it might just give us some bit of information. Like,
it's distressing that there's been no sighting, no sign, no one coming forward saying that they had seen Tina.
Oh, yeah, it's really hard. The not known is the hardest part, really. Like, we just want to know that she's out there and she's safe. Like, it's very hard. Like,
Lorraine, at this point, you must fear that something has happened to her.
We really do. We really fear. Like, you fear the worst after 3 months. You'd be thinking somebody had to have seen her in them 3 months. And if nobody comes forward now, you are really going to fear the worst.
What do you say to anybody who might have information on Tina?
Please come forward, anyone that has any information. If you think it's even the smallest little bit of information, it could be the start of something bigger. Please, please come forward. We're worried sick at this stage.
And if you could get a message to Tina right now, what would you tell her?
I'd say, Tina, please come home. Now, even if you don't want to come home, just leave us know that you're okay. All we care about is your welfare and your happiness. If you're happy somewhere else, that's fine too. Just please, please let people know that you're all right.
The listener is asking, was there CCTV footage that they were able to trace from the credit union across the street? Did they manage to see if there was anything on that?
I don't think they did. I don't think that they could see anything there on the credit union CCTV.
And from what we can gather from the crime call programme last night, the Gardaí are taking this extremely seriously, aren't they?
Oh, they're extremely worried as well. The Gardaí are taking this very, very seriously.
Mm. What's your instinct telling you at this point, Lorraine?
I don't know. I actually don't want to go there, I'll be honest with you. It's just, I try and just keep hope. As long as there's hope, I'll just keep hoping for the best outcome. Mm. I don't want to even go to the worst outcome.
And we were talking separately with another guest earlier on about Snapchat and location services and all that kind of thing. She didn't have a Facebook account. She didn't have social media accounts.
No, she wasn't. She's a technophobe. Like,
yeah.
Even myself, I'm only very recently on Facebook, and that's due to the children getting me on it, because we're old school, and she wouldn't be up on all the technology side of things. So, yeah.
Missing people, the cases, there are thousands of missing people cases in the country, and in some cases they have a positive outcome, in other cases they don't have that positive outcome. Tina is now on that list, unfortunately, for you and for Richard and for everybody else. We just don't know what has happened to her. You will maybe get some information. The guards might get some information at some point in the future. But right now, you just literally don't know where to start.
No idea where to start. Every place we thought that she would be, she's not. So we're absolutely lost now.
Mm. Sarah, it's the same for you. You've racked your brains. You can't think of anywhere where she might have gone, or anyone she might be with.
No one at all. Like Lorraine, I've checked all the family and they're just as worried as us. Like, so there's nobody that I'd know where she is, or just completely puzzled, like, of where she is.
Mm. And there was no suggestion that she was desperately unhappy or that there was a reason why she'd need to disappear?
No. Last time I met her, she was happy. I didn't think this was going to happen at all. She was just completely happy.
Well, the Gardaí in Yall are appealing for information in relation to the disappearance of Tina Satchwell and anyone who may have had a disappearance. Lorraine, just to finish up, give us a description. People will have seen the picture, but if they haven't seen the picture, how would you describe Tina? What does she look like?
She's the 5'7" is on the poster. Blonde, blue-eyed, slim-built, dressed to kill. She dresses, the style is nobody's business. She will have a different rig out nearly every day of the week, but I suppose she hasn't all them with her now at the moment, but like, she always dressed very, very well.
Very proud of her appearance, very proud of
very
how she
proud,
looked.
Very, very proud of how she looks. Everything will be perfect. how she looks.
Well, I hope that somebody somewhere has information that will help you solve this mystery, and we hope and pray that Tina comes home to you and all of her family down there in Yall. Lorraine Howard, Tina's sister, and Sarah Howard, her cousin, thank you both very much for joining us on The Pat Kenny Show.